everybody. It's the BucketCast, hosted by yours truly, BucketReviews.com film critic and podcaster, yes, podcaster, Danny Baldwin. I am so sorry. I know what's on your mind. I didn't post a daily podcast yesterday. Well, this show is that show, because basically I intended to record the show at night, but then Reed, who you know from our Subman podcast, will be on the podcast later today, decided that we would go to Drag Me to Hell. Got home at 11:30, I was tired, didn't have the numbers ready, and suddenly the Thursday box office show collapsed, but that's okay. I'm going to do it right now, and then we're going to do the normal Subman Friday podcast later in the day, so you'll get a double dose. You will be all healed. So, let's get into the action. It's good that we only have two openers this weekend, because that makes my job very easy, and this podcast will be very quick and snappy. First, let's talk about the smaller of the two. It's called Imagine That, stars Eddie Murphy, who was really off a bomb in Meet Dave last year, which I thought was hilarious, partially because this guy was laughing incessantly at these stupid jokes in the theater, so I benefited from that. But I gotta say, I got a soft spot for Meet Dave, as I do Norbit. I don't think Eddie Murphy has really been making that bad of movies recently. So let's hope that Imagine That does better than it's looking to do, which is pretty abysmally. But hey, I don't think that Eddie Murphy is doing that poorly at the box office recently. Yes, Meet Dave was a colossal bomb, only did $11.8 million at the box office and had a gigantic budget. But he's been in all the Shrek movies, which do unbelievably well. Norbit was a huge success, made $95 million. That is no small chunk of change. Haunted Mansion did $75 million. Daddy Daycare, $104 million. I Spy even did $33 million, and that's not a huge failure. But we have this ingrained in us. Meet Dave and Adventures of Pluto Nash did terribly. And between those two bombs, we think Eddie Murphy has been a recent failure, which he really hasn't been. But if you make a movie that grosses $11 million on a $100 million budget and a movie that grosses $4 million on a $100 million budget, you are bound to be considered a recent failure. So that is kind of depressing, Imagine That predictions, I think. I think it'll do a lot better than some of the people who are all gloom and doom saying it'll do $7-8 million and that Eddie Murphy has no history in family movies, which just does not make sense, because even Dr. Dolittle 2 was only about 8 years ago, did $112 million. He's got a bunch of hits, even if you don't include the Shrek movies. I would still consider Norbit a kids' movie, because so many kids went and it was marketed to kids, even though it really wasn't for kids. So yes, predictions are pretty abysmal on this one, but I'm going to be slightly more optimistic than the rest of the crowd, particularly because I think Nickelodeon Movies has done a pretty good job marketing it. It's got the urban community behind it, as they normally are Eddie Murphy movies, and it's got a good portion of kids. I don't think this is going to be an outright bomb. So I'll tell you what I'm doing. I take the average of the Haunted Mansion's figure, which was an opening of about $24.2 million, and Daddy Daycare's figure, which was about $27.6 million, average them together, which got me $26 million. But those films didn't have the competition that this one does, so we gotta account for that. This one has to deal with Up, which is a huge success no matter how mediocre it is. Screw everybody's opinion, it's a mediocre movie. But a mediocre nonetheless that many people will see this weekend. It's been number one, two, actually The Hangover beat it out by a nose in the actuals last week, but it was very close to number one, and I fully expect it to regain the number one title this weekend. And Imagine That also has to battle with Land of the Lost, which, even though it'll only make 10 to 15 million, I'll be a part of that because I didn't actually end up seeing it last weekend. Land of the Lost is still a major player that could suck away a lot of the kids that would otherwise see Imagine That. So what I did is I took the $26 million I got between Daddy Daycare and Haunted Mansion, and I divided it by two. That brings us to $13 million. That's my prediction for Imagine That. $13 million. It's still a lot more optimistic than a lot of box office analysts are predicting. By no means a huge failure for Eddie Murphy, but by no means the number he might want or the number he might have gotten 5-10 years ago. But on to the bigger movie, the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 as you know, is a movie Michael and I are kind of dreading because we loved the original so much. You can hear that reviewed on our retrospective show. And I have an interesting question for you. How did the studio allow this movie to be rated R? Because all of the promo materials and everything, I don't have any objection to the material being rated R. It should be rated R. Although Tony Scott tends to get even more indulgent when he's rated R, but maybe that's Tony Scott being Tony Scott. But all the promotional materials look like a PG-13 movie targeted at teenagers. I don't see this as quite the adult movie that previous Denzel and John Travolta efforts have been. But we'll see what happens. The best way is to look at Denzel's resume and the box office results there. He's made a lot of R-rated movies, two of which, one was with Tony Scott, Man on Fire. It opened to $22 million, but had pretty good legs. This won't have that big of legs, I don't think, so you got to account for that. And Inside Man with Spike Lee that did $29 million. Both handsome openings for R-rated movies, no doubt. And we can also take into account his PG-13 collaboration with Tony Scott that did in the same realm at $20.6 million, although that was released, I think, on Thanksgiving weekend, so the box office numbers aren't quite comparable because of the fact that you got so many days people are off and they're seeing it every which way, and the 3-day isn't as concentrated as it normally would be. Also, Tony Scott's Spy Game, similarly for adults, but also marketed for adults. So that made $21.7 million. All good comparisons to take into account. But I really think that Inside Man is the movie that this should be compared to. You got Denzel Washington and Clive Owen in similar roles that Denzel Washington and John Travolta are in this movie, in that, you know, it's good cop versus bad criminal. Now, perhaps Spike Lee brings about something of a draw for movies like Inside Man, especially in urban areas, but I that's negligible. I would say that this won't open quite as strong as Inside Man, just due to positioning on the calendar, because Inside Man was released in March, where there aren't as many choices, and that benefits it when you have a good movie that adults are interested in to some degree. But I'm still predicting this has a strong opening for an R-rated movie that the teens will be barred from. I'm giving it $26.5 million, so just about double, imagine that, little more. And those will be the two openers. Nonetheless, I predict that the 1 and 2 movies will remain Up and The Hangover, because The Hangover, I didn't predict would have that good of word of mouth and stay up, but it seems to be having it. I seem to be a little bit out of the loop on that one and calling it just okay. So I'd say that Up does around $35 million, or maybe $32 million. But I think we're looking at maybe a 30% drop maximum. I'd say closer to a 20% drop. It's really doing well. The Hangover could have closer to a 38% drop, maybe 40% drop. So we're effectively looking at mid to high 20s, duking it out with the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. But I think it'll win that competition. But hey, maybe Taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3 will be number one. It could very well be. Hey, maybe Imagine That will be number one, and Eddie Murphy will open to a $50 million opening, and everyone will hail it as the comeback of Eddie Murphy. But something tells me it's not going to happen. I gotta say, I kind of feel bad for Eddie Murphy after the box office bomb that was Meet Dave, which was actually pretty good. Go rent it, because the guy deserves to recoup some costs from his loss. And then everybody criticizing Norbit, actually a pretty funny movie, for being so racist, and all that after he was snubbed. Well, I wouldn't say snubbed, but losing out to Alan Arkin in the Academy Awards race that he was expected by all standards to win, which was unfortunate for him, and probably cements the fact that he'll be doing all comedy in the future, which is a mixed bag, to say the least, from Eddie Murphy. But hey, I like Eddie Murphy. Come to the Multiplex tonight with me to see Imagine That. Let's support the guy. I'm predicting that we can take the total to $13 million, not a huge bomb by any standards, and make it number 4 at the box office. Number 3 will be the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3 with $26.5 million, and then you got The Hangover just edging it out, I'd say, at number 2 with $27 million. Then Up leading the way once again with $33 million. So we'll see if those box office predictions come true tomorrow, Saturday. I'm sorry this wasn't posted earlier on Thursday, but you can stay tuned later today where Reed Ackerman, maybe Ryan Gray, maybe Blaine Nelson, maybe some other cats, and I will be discussing from Subman, local Encinitas subjoint Subman, what we think about today's openers as if I hadn't done it already. So you got double duty, enjoy the show, and until next time, this is Bucket saying out.
We're on the front line, I get handed down the news, we're on the front line, well I never begin to choose, just we're on the front line.